Okay, the Zechel is to begin the Maimer. V'yeshet HaMelech LaEsther. The Alter Rebbe asked a few questions regarding the differences in the Psukim. It seems to indicate that at one point the scepter of the king was, that the king reached out with the scepter and Esther Malka touched it. The other time it sounds like she was given the Sharvet Azov altogether, completely. So the Rebbe was explaining that the Jewish people as a people, Knesset Yisrael, is called Esther HaMalka. Knesset Yisrael means the Shechina in that state of concealment during Galus. V'anochi haster astir panai b'yamahu, that the Pnei Hashem is hidden from us. That's b'yamahu, on that day. And this is what each and every person goes through in his life also, that personal galus of the nitzaitz eloki, of the godly spark being hidden, being concealed within him, so that when the person is shakua, is immersed in inyanim gashmiim, in physical things, his machshavas, his words, his actions are all involved in physical things, ad kedei kach, that the nitzaitz eloki, that godly spark is covered. And the light of Hashem Yisbarach is only surrounding him or hovering over him, but he doesn't feel that connection. That's called Esther. And this is also referred to, this point that is hidden within the Jew, this ahava, this hidden love, this nitzaitz is called Nekuda Behechala, the point inside the Hechel, inside the Migdash, that's Nekuda in the heart of a Jew. So on page Samach Dalet, in the commentary, on the left-hand column where it says, Bepnimi is Nekudas Libai. Vada, Mishoteres Yehava, Bechol Nefesh, Mishoach, Ein Lecha Adam, She'en Lebechina Pnimi Zu. Ahava misuteris zu la Kadosh Baruch Hu, this hidden love, this ahava misuteris la Kadosh Baruch Hu gnuza amaik amaik bepnimius levav kol echad vechad miyisrael, is hidden deep in the inner heart of each Jew. The gam adam she'en amagish beliba is ahava l'Hashem, even when a person doesn't feel any love for Hashem, boru sheyesh la ahava zu bepnimius levavu, it's clear, it's certain that he has this love, bepnimius levavu. Kein lecha adam yisrael she'en lo nitzaitz eloki agonis bepnimius halev, because there's no such thing as a Jew who doesn't have that nekuda behechala, that point inside the sanctuary of who he is. Ela shelahitzim yahelam elagilui ein hashav bechaladim. How that nekuda behechala, how that point deep inside of him of godliness is drawn out in his life, in his machshavas, in his diburim, in his maisim, in his thoughts, his words, and his actions, that's einas shava b'chol adam. That's different with each person. Ha'hevdol ben oved elokim, she'ahavas Hashem bo'eres b'libay. You have a certain Jew who's an oved Hashem, where the love for Hashem is mamish, burning in the heart. It's Be'eres Beliba. It's burning inside of him. He feels an Ahavas Hashem. L'mi she'en amagish shum ahava b'leiv. Then you have another Jew. He's a fine Jew. And he keeps mitzvahs. But the Ahava b'chlali doesn't feel. He doesn't feel the Ahava at all. Hurak b'midas hatzlochas ha'odam l'galais eso ahava musuteres m'nehelam l'gilui. There is no difference between one and the other as far as the Nekuda Behechala, the point inside the heart. Every single Jew has that. Nekuda Behechala. The Pintel Yid. The point of his Yahadis, of who he is. It's just a question of how much Slich is the person in his life's effort to be megala, to bring out and to draw out that ahava mesuteris, that hidden love, that it shouldn't be hidden, but that you should be able to experience it and feel it, which is what we're learning in all this from the piece. That's something that's the whole inyan of Hashavas Achrayim that we're learning, that there should be a hergish of elokus, that his heart should be on fire with elokus. But every Jew has that. It begins with that. That every person has the nekuda behechala. V'yesh b'zeh kama chilukim medreges. The etzel anoshim pshutim. There are different medreges. That by simple people, by anoshim pshutim, nizgala nekuda zu rak ba'efen poshut. This nekuda, by simple people, this nekuda is revealed in an often poshut, in a simple way. V'muna pshuta. In other words, there's not much of an amelus. There's not much of a turning over of the coals in a simple person to bring out that it should be an ahava b'eris, but in a simple person, the nekuda is often revealed in that emuna pshuta, in that simple faith. Lias sar mira b'pal mamish, that there's that emuna pshuta that he has to keep him away from things that are wrong, which is choshev, very, very choshev. Even though he doesn't feel anything. Well, it's not like he walks around thinking about God and feeling any connection to him, but there's an amunah pshuta that comes in that nekuda b'hechala, that the person will be guarded by that, so that he won't, God forbid, go into inyonim that are things that are wrong. V'chein lama b'nisayin al kiddush Hashem, and the person will successfully withstand a test, even to the point of death, kiddush Hashem. From that nekuda, but that's a simple Jew. That's a poshut yid. But ve'etzel ovdei Hashem, then you have people who are ovdei Hashem, who live constantly with that nekuda b'hechola being experienced and being manifested in their machshavas, the diburim and the ma'isim. Etzel ovdei Hashem yizgal lefam ba'ifin shemispal bi'ahava rabba v'chedva b'leiv. Akadekach, that it's revealed in such a way that he's mispoiled, that he has a hispilus with great love and joy of the heart. And sometimes it's experienced with a feeling of mirus, of bitterness, and of loneliness, which means that when a person like this feels the bitterness of his aveiros and the distance from Hashem. So it can come out in two ways. It comes out with ahava, with love, and chedva, and joy, with that nekuda b'echala could be experienced in this person, in the Ovid Hashem's life, in the form of merius and shiflus, of bitterness and shiflus. B'chein li maisa Mashiach, only when it comes to the days of Mashiach. She'oz yizdakech ha'odam. When Mashiach comes, so then all the coverings will be removed and will be refined. As Ayyib Bukhinis Vinigla Kvaid Hashem, the Ro Kol Bosa Yachtav Kipi Hashem Dibir. Then, as the Navi says, Vinigla Kvaid Hashem, the Ro Kol Bosa Yachtav, that every single one, every single Jew will experience that. Mamish, the Ro Kol Bosa Yachtav, he'll experience that in a simple, clear way, as the Rebbe says, Beriya Gashmis Chushis, Mamish will be able to experience that. It will be clear to him, the Elokus. Perish, I'm sorry, for Omar B'yem Ahu, Hine Elokeinu Zeh, Kivinu Lei. Omar B'yem Ahu, Ahu means that all the years of Golas, my sense of God's presence was B'yem Ahu. It was far away, it was distant, it was in the third person. But finally when Mashiach comes, it's going to be Zah Hashem Ki Vinu Lai. V'amar b'yom, Hine Elokeinu Zeh. Hine Elokeinu Zeh. Then the person will be able to point to it specifically. Hine Elokeinu, who means Nister, and Zeh means Nigla, just like you see in the Megillah. Mi hu Zeh ve'ezahu. Achashverosh asked, who is this person? Mi hu Zeh ve'ezahu. And Esther Malka, Chazal tell us, right, he wants to know, who is this horrible person that's plotting to destroy the Jews? Achashverosh says, he doesn't know. Who's them? Mi hu Zeh ve'ezahu. who's plotting to destroy the Jews? So Chazal tells us that Esther Malka started to point at Ahasuerus, right? And a Malach came, you know, a Malach came and pushed her hand away. That would have been a lot of trouble. Pushed her hand away to point to Haman. Haman hara hazeh. This person, Haman. Mi hu zeh ve'ezeh hu. So what's the difference between zeh and hu? So the Maram Ash was going to Olam, was the biggest Talmid in the Chassam Sofer, who's actually, he was Rav in my father's hometown, long before my father. Maram Ash was Ungvar Rav, is a going to Olam. So the Maram Ash says that this, mi hu zeh ve'ezeh hu, so he says that, a beautiful thing. You know, the din is that a Maidim mixes, the din of a Maidim mixes Chayav Shvua, that somebody who admits partially, somebody says, Reuven says, Shem, you owe me $100, I owe you 50. Right? So he admits to half and he denies half. That's what a Maidim mixes is. So the Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk. It says, Ki hu zeh. Which means that there's hu and there's zeh. Ramash explains that part they admits to, the $50 they admits to, that's called what? Zeh. That's revealed. There's a who that's hidden, that they're arguing about, right? So one says, you do owe me, the other says, I don't owe you. But that's why the Gemara learns that from Ki hu zeh. Shem Elokim Ki hu zeh, a Maidim mixes. In other words, half is revealed, $50, and half is concealed. So he says that by Megillas Esther, the Jewish people had two enemies. There was the open enemy, that was Haman. And there was the enemy, the anti-Semite who was hidden, that's Ahasuerus, who makes like he's a nice guy. He loves everybody. He's the hidden anti-Semite. So Mamash says, so when he is, when Ahasuerus says, Mi hu zeh ve'ezeh hu. Mi hu zeh ve'ezeh hu. So the zeh is Haman, and the hu is Ahasuerus, right? The revealed enemy is Haman, the hidden anti-Semite is Ahasuerus. She says, Mi hu zeh ve'ezeh hu. So she starts to point. Everybody knows who the Zeh is. That's Haman. Zeh is a who? So she starts to point to her husband, Tachashverish, the hidden anti-Semite. So Malach comes and gives her a clap, and she says, "Haman ara hazeh." She doesn't answer. She doesn't answer who. She never answered who, because that would be a big problem. So she wanted to, but the Malach, she goes, no, you gotta be careful. So the Malach pushes her hand and she says, "Haman hara hazeh." This is the open anti-Semite. This is the one who is honest about his anti-Semitism. You're the one who makes like he's a friend of the Jews, right? Mi hu zeh ve'ezeh hu. So in Lashon HaKodesh, zeh always means that which is clear and obvious, and hu always means it's not clear, it's hidden. So all the years of Golus, the Rebbe is saying, our relationship with Hashem was Bayoma hu yashem echad. Right? Hashem hu elokim, meaning distant, unclear, hidden. When it comes to Mashiach, it's going to be for Amar Bayoma hu hine elokeinu zeh. Then we're finally going to be able to say, hine elokeinu zeh, thus is this. Like zeh keli vanei, hine elokeinu zeh. Kivinu loy, the one who we were waiting for and hoping in. That Hashem's light will be so open and revealed, it will be so clear, that it'll be grasped in the physical mind of a human being. Of course, doesn't mean the essence of Hashem, Chalil. But it means that it won't be any more an inyan of just believing in. It'll be mamish nitbas v'nikva afilu b'mayich v'seichel neshiv ro kol basa v'riya gashmas v'chush. That's why it says every flesh, all flesh will see ro kol basa, all flesh will see. It'll be, that's how clear it'll be. Like that's when Chazal say that Mashiach comes if a person wants to go pick a fruit from a tree, so the tree will scream out Shabbos. So Chazal says this, the tree will scream out Shabbos. I mentioned once in shul that I said that once to boys I was teaching. So I had, there's a boy in my class was, so he was not yet keeping Shabbos, that boy. So so he said to me, he asked, so I mean, we were learning a Sefer of Shabbos, and the Sefer brought down this Medrash that when Mashiach comes, so then the tree, if a person takes a fruit, goes to pull off from the tree, the tree is Shabbos. So he said to me, like, he couldn't believe it, this guy. You know, he said, what? Like, the tree's gonna scream out Shabbos. And there's a boy that I know that for a long time is trying to keep Shabbos, and he wasn't in his family, he's not Shema Shabbos. He said, the tree's gonna scream out Shabbos. So I said that, Chazal said, the tree's gonna scream out Shabbos. I said to him, you never heard that? Whatever, Yankel, you never heard that when you go to turn on the light on Shabbos, that the light screams out Shabbos? You never heard that? So then he said, I never heard it scream, but I hear it whispering a lot of times. That's what he said. It's a beautiful word. It doesn't scream yet, Rabbi, he says, but it's whispering. So then you understand, that's what Chazal was saying. It doesn't mean that trees start to talk and switches and things start to talk. It means that it'll be so clear that the Baruch Shalom is Hinei Elokeinu Zeh, that it'll be like the whole world is screaming Shabbos, and walk in the streets will be Shabbos, right? It'll be so clear. That's what we're waiting for. Hachiddush, he says, the Yemaisa Mashiach, the Chiddush by Yemaisa Mashiach, what's going to be new, the Yemaisa Mashiach, she is batel hestezeh al pnei hashchina, that the covering will be removed, the covering will be taken away, that's covering the face of the Shechina. The Esther, Hamalka, will no longer be hidden. They'll no longer be Hester upon him. So the Nekuda Behechola will no longer have the layers of physical things covering it. So it'll be able to be experienced, mamish. L'fisha oz, Yizdakei Ha'adam. Because then when Mashiach comes, man will become refined. V'chein chum yisraelim bechlal. Bechlal, the chumius of the world, the physical nature of the world will be changed. Umimela yoyer ar Hashem behizgalus. Umimela, the light of Hashem will be fully revealed. It's not the light of Hashem is always there. It's just that there are things that are covering it. When those things, we experience that sometimes. Any time where, for whatever reason, whether it's a good reason or chalila, it's something which is not good. But whenever that person's physical reality is shattered, is broken to pieces, he always feels it, his galus olukus. He always feels a tremendous need for Hashem and a clinging to Hashem. When the physical thing that he was trusting in, that he was depending on, and that was so important to him, when that's gone, so the person feels it, his galus olukus, because everything is covering the Nekuda Behechala. That's even when it comes to love of other people. Sometimes you have a person that as long as he had his wife, she has her husband, as long as he has a child or a parent, whatever, so then that ahava is poured into all other things, even though it's a very nice thing, the love of a parent, love of a child, love of a friend, and so on. But when that goes away, when that's taken away, so then that physical reality that the person was relying upon disappears, and then mimela, there's a hisgalus of the pnei Shechina. The Shechina's shruya is constantly within a person. The Nekuda Beichala, it's just that there are so many things that are surrounding the Nekuda Beichala, so that a person doesn't see it. Those are either when it comes to coarse, very coarse and unrefined people, Megushamim, so the things that surround the Nekuda Beichala, you know, whatever. Barbecues and movies and whatever, then you have more refined people, so the Nekuda Beichala can be surrounded by other things, by you know, love of friends and love of family, but the Shechina is not affected by those things, Chalila. It's that the Shechina is in Galus. That's Esther. Mele Yoyer Hashem is Galus. When those things are removed, it's a mimela, yoyer Hashem is galus. Mimela, the light of Hashem will shine, is galus. Kamesha kosev enigla kved Hashem v'ro kol basa. Vadiyakan hu v'ro kol basa dafke. The deek, of course, is that it says in the Navi in Yeshaya, Vero kol basar, all flesh will see. It's no longer something that will be left up to the imagination or to speculation. Vero kol basar yachta. Sho'ar Hashem yenitpas afila b'seichel ha'enishi. That the light of Hashem will be grasped in the human mind mamish. Ad l'ri'ya gash mischushes. Ki elokeinu b'china zeh. Then Hashem, who all of the years was Elokeinu, was an idea, but it was distant from us, will be Zeh, Asher L'Zeh Kivinu Lai, V'Lai B'chinas Ha'Hu, not Ha'Hu. Zeh Gam Asher Kosav V'Omar B'Yom Ha'Hu, Hine Elokeinu Zeh Kivinu Lai, Perish Shel Asad Lovai. In the future when Mashiach comes, T'muras Ha'Hester Shel B'Yom Ha'Hu, instead of the concealment of Bayem Ahu, on that day, Ye Elokeinu, then our God will be, how will? Bechinas Zeh. It'll be Bechinas Zeh. Ma'arabez Bov Ayme Zeh. Like when we went through the Yamsuf, and everybody was able to point with his finger and say, Zeh Keli Van Veil, this is my God. Riyachushis Belokus. Mamish, a physical sense, a clear, clear sense in this world of the Rabbi Shalom. Let's go to the second chelik of the maimon. Yehine Emor Chazal on top. Kol ha'mayadim yibetelim lo'as lo v'chutz mipurim. All the Yom Tovim are going to be nullified with the exception of Purim. It's a shocking thing. The Rambam brings down the halacha. Kol ha'yom tov. Now, what does that mean? Kol ha'adam yibetelim. Does it mean that there won't be bechlal, or they're just going to be? They'll be tefelim. They'll be secondary to Purim. That's not important for right now. But it will become clear through our discussion anyway. But where do we learn this from? Shnemar, it says in pasuk in Megillah, V'yemei HaPurim, it says le'yavru mitecha yudim mezichem le'yosuf mizarim. The days of Purim will never pass from the Jewish people, and the memory will not ever end from the children. Gam Amru Chazal, Halachis Ein B'Teilim La'Asad Lavei, and Chazal have said that the Halachis Ein B'Teilim La'Asad Lavei. That, again, we're going to see more what this means in the commentary. that the halachas of Megillah, of Purim, are Ein B'Teilim. There's a machlokas regarding all mitzvahs, and what's going to happen to the mitzvahs, loss of love, and mitzvahs betelus, or ain't betelus, it's machlokes. Whether the mitzvahs are going to be nullified or not nullified, loss of love, and yimayis ha-mashiach. But everybody agrees that when it comes to Purim, ain't betelum, loss of love. Vinyin hu, kihinei, and the conclusion is that the mitzvahs are not betelus, loss of love. But we need to understand what is it that's unique about Purim, that Chazal have made a point here. So if the mitzvahs are not betelus lasad lavo, if the mitzvahs are going to be kept lasad lavo, certainly the mitzvahs include Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos and so on, and Shabbos, right? So what is the meaning of this, that Purim, that kalamadmi yibetelum lasad lavo chutz mi Purim? Gomer Chazal, I'm sorry, v'hinyin hu, ki hinei inyin Shabbosos yom ta'ivim, who should behem, who b'chinas aliyas ha'ilmas v'anitzaitis. The Indian of Shabbos and Yantiv is that on those days there's an aliyas ha'ilmas v'anitzaitis. There's a return that of the worlds to the higher source in godliness, and of the sparks of godliness return to their source. Shekol nitzaitis nishmas yisol mis'alav v'madregirim ne'or Hashem mezgalav itamahem. That every spark of Nishmas Yisrael, that the spark that's within the Nishama of a Jew, is lifted up to a higher Madrega. Why? Because the light of Hashem is Mizgala on those days. words, the light of Hashem is mezgala on a higher level, is revealed on a higher level on Shabbosis and Yom Tovim. And as a result of that, the nitzaitz, the spark of Nishmas Yisrael, is mis'ala. It is able to rise to a higher level because of the great light that's revealed on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Nitzaitz of Behem, Oyra v'simcha v'chedvas Hashem. And because of that, there is a great added light and joy to feel the excitement of dveikus b'Hashem, of attachment to Hashem, on a higher level, in a stronger way. And particularly with Pesach, and particularly when it comes to Pesach, mizgala or ha'ahava chesed elyon b'pnimius neshamas, according to the Ari HaKodesh. On Pesach, there is revealed the highest level of Ahava. The highest level of Hashem's love for each and every Jew is revealed. Chesed Elyon, it's called. The highest love. The Pnimius HaNesham is that's revealed in the inner depths of a Nesham. And because of that, and through that, Nis'alim kol nitzaitse nishmas yisro la'oyres Ahava rabba l'Hashem. There's a great awakening and a freeing up of those sparks within a Jew, to feel the Ahava Rabba Hashem, the great love for Hashem. The Lidcha is Kol HaMainim HaMevatlim, and a great Kayach to drive out all of the things that are obstructing that Ahava Rabba. The Hainu Advarim Shem Hepech V'Neged Ahavas Hashem, meaning those things that contradict Ahavas Hashem. Shem Taivas Gashmiyim, physical desires. And a person has an amazing koyach on Pesach in particular, lekafiyah l'sitra achra, to repress and to hold back and to push away the sitra achra, the other side, the taivas. Well, Kamosha Kosov, as it says in the parasha of Pesach, l'makim mitzrayim bivchayreim ki la'olam chazdei, that the Baruch Shalom gives a clap to the firstborn of Egypt. Why? Ki lo'olam chazdei. Perish, that means, what does that mean? Hashem's kindness and love is everlasting, is forever. Perish. Shebechdei sheyar lo'olam ara chesed elyon hika b'chayre Mitzrayim shehim heim ha'afochem l'zeh. It means, the b'chayre Mitzrayim, as we learned also in Likutei Maran, in the first Torah, the b'chayre Mitzrayim, the firstborn of Egypt, means all that's standing, all that's covering the nitzaitz, the spark. It's called the firstborn of Egypt. All that's preventing us from being the people that we need to become, it's called Bechayre Mitzrayim, the firstborn of Egypt. So the Inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim is what? Is that Hashem is Baruch Hu is L'makim Mitzrayim Bivchayreyim. That when Hashem removed that Kayach that's called Bechayre Mitzrayim, the firstborn of Egypt, which, remember, those of you who are, most of you here learned that Likutei Maran, that when that Meniyah, when that lie of Bechayre Mitzrayim is removed, so the Mimele, it's Kilo Olam Chazdei, the Ahava Rabba of a Jew, the great love of a Jew, is able to be freed, and a Jew is able to experience Hashem's great love. But Kodim, there has to be a Mak Mitzrayim B'chayreim. So every year Pesach, especially following Mechias HaMolek Purim, then you come to Pesach, which is Mak Mitzrayim B'chayreim. So when you come to that, the Baruch Shalom removes the obstruction that's called Mitzrayim, that's holding that Nitzaitz, that spark, captive. And then the Yetzias Mitzrayim takes place, which is Kila Olam Chazdei, where a person is able to feel and to experience the Ahava Rabba, the great love that's called Kila Olam Chazdei, which is Chesed Elyon. Let's learn the commentary. Yemer Chazal Kol Ma'adim B'Teil Hamoy Depurim Vaisa Madrega Shal Giluyim V'Las Lover. Hashem Yisbarach gave us a yontif in this world where we have the strongest taste of the next world. He gave us a yontif called Purim. And Purim is in a madrega of loss of love. Because when Mashiach comes, all the other time are going to be secondary or non-existent, whatever that means. And Purim is going to be the yontif. That means that Purim be'emes is a Mashiach diga yontif. Purim is a Mashiach diga yontif. Its place is not only in this world, its place is for Mashiach. Just the Baruch Shem gave us in advance. He gave us in this world, he gave us a taste of Mashiach. And the taste of Mashiach is Purim. That's what I was talking about, Shalashudas, the Indian of Prozis Teshev of Yerushalayim, that the walls will no longer be necessary. We'll be able to be tzaddikim, we'll be able to feel God's presence even without being held within the walls of these constraints of Olam Hazeh that we're afraid and we have to run away from and so on. Purim is a taste of that time. Therefore, the Indian of Yom Kippur is running away from the world. And Yom Kippur Jews run away from the world. We don't eat, we don't drink, and so on. In all other ways, we run away from the world. The tachlis of Yemei Samashiach is not to run away from the world. The tachlis of Yemei Samashiach is to use the world and to say a l'chaim over the world. That the world is good. And that the world serves the purposes of Elokus. Not to run away. Yom Kippur is a lower madrega. Yom Kippur is only Yom is Kippur. But Purim is a higher madrega. Purim means not running away from the world. Purim means adrabe. You're mamished in the world. But v'rol kol bosa yachtav kipi Hashem diba. But in the physical world, you feel God's presence. So that's the yontav of Purim. V'yisam madrega shaglum v'las alovay. V'nigla kveid Hashem v'rol kol bosa yachtav shalachain. Av shakolam e'adam asidim li'bot li'os alovay Purim li'yivatav. Even though all the Yom Tovim are going to be bottle, Purim will not be bottle. Zugam Adregis Hilchas Atar Shagam Kenle is bottle Lasad Lavei. Let's look at footnote 14, that there shouldn't be any misunderstanding, Chas HaSholem. Zesh HaKol HaMe'adam B'Teilem Ein HaPeris Kepshutai. When Chazal said that all the Yom Tovim are going to be bottle, nullified, it doesn't mean Chas HaSholem Kepshutai. It doesn't mean we're not going to have any more Sukkos and so on. Because we paskin, sorry, ain't mitzvahs betelus loss of lover. The din is that mitzvahs are not betelus loss of lover. Mitzvahs are not going to be canceled, nullified, loss of lover. Ella hakavana shemitzad god. What does it mean, Taka? Ella hakavana shemitzad god lahagiluyim de loss of. What it means is that because of that unbelievable amount of light and the great giluyim, the revelations at the end of time, hine ha'iris halyenun is galim b'mayadim leitilahem shum chshivas. So we're going to look at the light of Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, and they're going to seem to us to be lacking in Chesivos. They're going to be secondary and much less important to us. K'may Shroger B'Tihara Mayahana, like the Gemara uses the expression, a candle in broad daylight, what's the purpose? The candle during the dark showed you everything. So Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, when it was the darkness of Golos, we couldn't see without Pesach Shavuos Kippur. That the candle was shining brightly in the darkness of Golos. But when Mashiach comes and the lights are going to be turned on, so then Shraga B'Tihara, so then a candle of fire during the day, Mayahana, what's the tachlis? In other words, it's burning, but it's not. I don't need it really the way that I did. It's very pretty, it's very nice. L'maisa, it's not the same thing. She'ein or haner. The light of a candle really doesn't add anything where the sun is shining. All the way past the parentheses. When Chazal said that Purim will never become bottle, and the halachas of Purim and the halachas of the rest of the Torah are not going to be bottle. It's because even now in Purim, and what it means exactly, the halachas of Torah we'll talk more about, but in Purim, even now, what's being revealed is a light from the end of time, from Mashiach. So what does that mean? Back on top, v'yesh lahavin. V'meh god l'mailas Purim. Al shar kol mi'adam. What is this advantage that Purim has over the other Yom Tovim? Purim, of course, is Dirabonan. Purim is not from the Torah. What is the Maila that Purim has over the other Mayadim? To Lechayra Adarabba, Lechayra you would say just the opposite. Bimei Esther, Hayazman Shel Hestaponim. Adarabba, in the story of Purim, there was a terrible Hestaponim. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hashem was hidden, Hashem's name is not even found in the Megillah. There was a hest upon him, which is the opposite of what's going to be when Mashiach comes. We just got finished saying that Mashiach comes, it's going to be gevaldig, ro kol basi achta, kipi Hashem diba. Everything's going to be clear, unbelievable, ro kol basi achta. But Lamaisa, Purim, everything was just the opposite. By Purim and Shushan, you didn't see anything about God. So is that Hepecha? So how can we say that Purim is from Mashiach's time? The whole Indian of Mashiach's time means is Galus, V'ro kol basi achta. But the whole Indian of Purim was that Davki was the opposite. It was Anochi Haster Asti. It was a concealment of God. First, you have to understand the deeper meaning of Kol HaMa'adim Yubitaylam. All the Yom Tovim are going to be bottled. Once we understand what the Yom Tovim are, how great the Yom Tov is, what's the Yom Tov, what's Pesach, what's the Yom Tov, what's the Shabbos, then Yivoyas Atam Shemekol Makom. Now, having understood what Yom Tov is and how great Yom Tov is, and Shabbos how great it is, in light of that, we're going to then learn that Mikol Makom Loytilim Chshivas the Gabi Gilum Dlasalova. That still, despite the greatness of all the Yom Tovim, they're not going to have that chashivas in light of the great revelation of what? Of Mashiach. Shachinis Bat was. The Yasek, B'mailas HaPurim, Shum Me'ein HaGilad L'Asav. And then we could understand the light of Purim being Me'ein L'Asav L'Avav. That it's something, it's a taste of what's going to be at the end of time. The perik hey yamshel gevar al pizes atam apnimi shagam hilchas atera ein betelin oz perik vav yoshu levar atechen apnimi the sipa esther v'shavet azov. So the Rebbe is going to come back to explain the meaning of what does it mean hilchas atera not betelin, and then he'll go vayter to finish up with the story of Esther and the shavet azov and the golden scepter. So first we need to understand Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Rebbe is explaining that on Shabbos and Yom Tov there's what's called an Aliyas Olamos. There's a rising up of worlds. There's an ascent of worlds. And an ascent of all the Nitzaitzis of the sparks of godliness. And within a Jew, the Nishmas Yisrael has this Aliyah. And the Mimela, what happens is that there's additional joy and additional light that's experienced and the excitement of being attached to Hashem. Just to make sure we understand before we even begin, this term, Aliyas Ha'ilamas, a rising up of worlds, which is a very big Indian in Kabbalah, but how is it for people like us to relate to that term? Take a look at footnote 15. Aliyas ha'olamos hu musag hamuva b'kama mekaymes b'kabbalah b'chassidus eidas matzav ha'olamos v'shabbos yom tov. It's found in many places, this term aliyas ha'olamos in the Kabbalah and chassidus regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov. Peirush hadvarim, the meaning of it on a simple level is hamusag mokum beruchnius mashmo madrega. First, a person has to always be reminded that whenever we speak about a makam, a place, in Ruchnius, it always means a madrega. It doesn't mean anything physical, of course. Aliyas ha'olamos, a rising up of worlds, doesn't have anything to do with you know, elevators or escalators or anything like that. Aliyas ha'olamos, a change of place, in the terminology of Ruchnius, always means either something on a higher madrega, then we describe it as being in a higher makam, Or there's a lower madrega, then it's a lower makom. Commercial kosov a Rambam milchus yisoid ha'Torah. Therefore, an aliyah and yerida, when we speak about ruchnius and worlds, always means a change of level. The worlds, all reality has its madrega according to, depending upon its closeness or its distance from the Shekhinah. Everything in the world has its place. And the place of everything in the world does not mean whether it's in California or in New York. The place of everything means, where does it stand vis-a-vis the Shekhinah? Where does it stand in relation to the Hizgalus of the Shekhinah? Aliyas Ha'ilmas, therefore, when we find in the Svarim this term, a rising up of worlds, Aliyas Ha'ilmas, that takes place Shabbos Yantif, Perusha, the meaning of it is, Shekol Olam Ola Mimadregoso Begili Elokus L'Madrega Nalus Yaiser, means that something is able, either for the time being or permanently, to get closer to the Shekhinah. That's all. Closer, again, doesn't mean physically. It means to be on a level where there's more of God's presence revealed. That's the meaning of Aliyas Ha'ilamas. L'mashal. Aylam ha'asiyah shel kuzba behest l'gamah her be'es aliyoso yesh be'es kedusha v'kirves elokim. For instance, the lowest world is called the Aylam ha'asiyah, where Hashem is hidden. But then there's a time, Shabbos Niyantiv, where there's an Aliyas Ha'ilamas, and even in the Aylam ha'asiyah, there's an aliyah that means that even in the physical world, it's called the world of action, there is more of an opportunity and there's greater access to experiencing godliness. There's nothing to do, of course, with place. Shabbos, Nimsheches Kedushas Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Olamos, and Shabbos Hashem's Kedusha is Nimsheches B'chol Olamos. It is infused into all worlds. Gam B'olam Hazeh Gashmi, even into this physical world. That's why it says, Ru, Ki Hashem Nosen Lachem Zah Shabbos. That's why it says in Pasuk, like it says by Mashiach also, Verokal, it says by Shabbos, Ru, look and see that Hashem has given you Shabbos. And Shabbos is an Inyan, also of course of Mashiach. And Shabbos means that the Kedush of Hashem, even in the physical world is affected by the light of Shabbos. But Chazal say that on Shabbos, the Sambatyon HaNohar, the river Sambatyon, the mysterious river, whatever that is, where the Aseres HaShvatim are hidden, that river that's called Sambatyon, on Shabbos it doesn't flow. Right. So the same boy from the class could say, come on, there's a river that stops flowing on Shabbos. You know, you would stand there, you would see that it's not flowing. So Be'emes, the Svarim say, it means all rivers are not flowing on Shabbos. Everything is at rest on Shabbos, just that it's not Nigla Kved Hashem. We just don't see that. We don't see that in the Olamos, it doesn't. We don't see that in the Metzias, that on Shabbos everything is in this state of Shvisa. The same way we can't, in Halacha, let's say, the whole question now about the drinking water in New York City, which, as you know, is a cause of major aggravation by our brothers and sisters who are living far from Nassau County, that like 6 inches, that the water, there's problems with the water, without going to any of the inyanim and halacha now. So, you know, if something al pi din doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. That's all. Now, how that works out lemaisa with the drinking water, and what does it mean when something exists in halacha? Does it mean that I have to put it under a microscope? Or is it just with the human eye? Or what about maybe I just should look under a magnifying glass? But whatever, once halacha says that this thing is called non-existent, even if I, and now I put it under a microscope and I show that it exists, it doesn't make a difference. We're going this. Because al pi din, it doesn't exist. And if something doesn't exist al pi din, it means it has no existence. Shabbos is a shvisas olam, is Shabbos, the whole world stops. We don't see that. We don't see that. You walk out and the thing's going on, everything's on Shabbos, seems to be going. Olam kim inhago noheg. That's only because of Esther. That's only because we're living in a hestaponim. But when it will be, hinei lekeinu zeh, so then we will understand and we will see clearly that the whole Bria is different than Shabbos. Where the even the Elam HaGashmi Kedusha is in the Elam HaGashmi. That means Shabbos Mekadshe V'Kayoma. Chetetzomit, the Shabbos Kedusha Zor. Elam Eskarv L'Lakus, that on Shabbos is a change of place. The changing of place means there's a different Madrega, a different level. Okay, back into the text. But Protis, particularly by Pesach, Mizgal Arava, particularly in Pesach. You see, that's the Seder HaDvarim. The Seder HaDvarim is the Davke after. The Seder HaDvarim is the Davke after Mechias HaMolek, when the covering is removed, then we can come to Pesach. And at Pesach, the final removal is Makim Mitzrayim Bivchareyim, is the killing of the firstborn of Mitzrayim. So on Pesach, he says, more than any other yantiv, Mizgalar Ha'avish, Al-Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Shemekaira, Mebchinis Chesed Elyon, that comes from the highest level of Chesed, of love. V'mi'ir Pnimis and Neshamas, V'ayidei Gilizeh, Hine Kemayim Apanu L'Apanu, Mimele, the result of that is when we feel Hashem's love for us, Mimele we feel love for Hashem. When you know that somebody loves you, then you love the person in return. When Hashem's love for us is revealed on such a high and great level, which is called Chesed Elyon, which is Pesach, so then the result of that is that there's an awakening of the Nitzaitzis of Nishmas Yisrael to love God in return. There's a feeling of Ahava Rabba L'Hashem. When a person feels that ahava, that love, and his love is awakened, he will do everything that he's able to do. He will do everything that he's able to do to remove all that's blocking between him and his beloved. He'll do everything he can to remove anything that's blocking, anything that's in the way. When it comes to love of this world, we understand, which is only a tiny, tiny, tiny little muscle of the real love between Hashem and the Jewish people, a person who loves somebody, anything that in any way is obstructing that love or getting in the way of that love or preventing that love from being experienced is public enemy number one, right? It needs to be destroyed, what you want to destroy. So when there's an awakening of Ahava, was the holy need, as we're going to see in a minute, the holy need of letting Shir Hashirim on Pesach, which Shir Hashirim is the biggest hisgalus of Ahava. So then, in Mela, there is this driving away, driving out of all that which is the opposite of the love, that is in the way of the love. Which means physical desires. Tchias taivas gashmi is nikras bezoyer lekafi lesitra achra. Pushing away physical desires is referred to in the Zohar as lekafia, meaning coercing and pushing down and suppressing the other side. Kfias esitra achra tachas mamshalos hakedusha, that the mamshalo, the kingdom of holiness, pushes away and drives away the kingdom of tuma. The Bukhari Mitzrayim are the opposite of this love. This is the meaning of Lo'olam chazda hu shechazda yizbarach meyum zgala ba'olam. Ki lo'olam chazda means that Hashem's great love is shining into the olam, into the world. Ki lo'olam chazda. It's not just forever. It doesn't only mean forever in time. It means it's in the world. Ki lo'olam chazda. And you should think of that when you say those words. That Hashem's chesed is not hidden and mysterious. It's revealed in the olam. Ki lo'olam chazda. And in order for this to happen, and because it's happening, Muchrach levatlos kol devarim hamenagdim lahavos yisbarach. We have to remove anything that's in the way of that love. How else do we understand the unbelievable obsession that Klal Yisrael has with chametz? Pesach. Chametz. Because chametz in pshat, the Radbaz says that chametz, pashut, in pshat, that it's the Eitzahar. It's the Taivis. And at that time, Pesach, since there's a gilui of great love, and a Jew understands that even if there's a crumb that's in the way, I got to get rid of it. Any guy that's in love with Mishiga with a girl that's in love with a girl knows that if there's any crumb in between, he's got to get rid of it. If there's any crumb. So otherwise, he could be a nice, friendly, normal guy. And if there's one guy that goes over to talk to his girlfriend and says, "How are you?" So he's ready to have him lynched. It's going to kill him. Why? Because he says to him, "You miserable crumb! You're a piece of chametz. You're trying to prevent the light of Chesed Elyon from being this gala in the island. You're getting in the way. Chametz is in the way. Chametz is in the way. Chametz is the taivus. Chametz is this world. And the whole year we don't have the koiches to get rid of all the chametz. We don't have to because it's not shaykh. Pesach, when there's a time of Rav Chesed, of Chesed Elyon, where the Ahava that's revealed is so great, a Jew understands that there can't be even a crumb. And even Jews who are normally not careful, and many other mitzvahs, and many other inyanim, and they think that everything is some kind of chumrah. So, you'll find some lady, crouched down in her leotards, cleaning under the stove. It never entered her mind that the same Rosh Hashanah said to clean the chametz told her to put on a dress or something, or a robe, And she thinks that that's some kind of chassidish minik to wear a dress. She doesn't think that it's a din. She thinks it's some kind of crazy thing that the rabbis made up, or some rebbe made up to make my life miserable, that I shouldn't be pretty. And that same lady, in her crazy outfit, in her little pants, She's sneaking under the stove to get, she's worried about some crumb under the stove. It's a meridic time of the year, this time of the year. That's why it's so chaval that the business with the hotels, that it takes away the whole inyan of cleaning the chametz. The ikur is the cleaning the chametz. And then meila, you come to the seder, which is the gila of Ahava Rabba. That's why the people that go to the hotels know that they never ever feel that Ahava Rabba at the seder table, never. Maybe only some big tzaddik that his family drag him to a hotel. But stam, the people that are going to hotels, they never could feel their Ahava Rabba. How could you feel their Ahava Rabba? If you didn't spend the last month krechtsing and climbing and cleaning and going and coming and going, so how are you supposed to feel their Ahava Rabba? Because you know that everything's okay at home because you lock the door and you put a seal over the door that says sold. So you sold the whole house. No, shame. It's not the same thing. And I always say, I don't mean it personally, but it can't be the same thing. The bittul chametz and the searching for anything that's in the way of my love and the Baruch Shalom's love is the ikke, that a person feels the ahava to the degree that he's searching to remove anything that's in the way of the ahava. When a person, every romantic novel and every romantic film, there's always Bikashti Shahava Navshi. The one that you love is somehow missing. Otherwise, it's not a romantic. It's not romantic. What? Two people. This is the movie. John meets Jane. Oh, I love you. Everything's okay. The parents are fine. Everybody's fine. The whole world is fine. They get married and live happily. That's not a novel or a movie. You can't sell that. You can't make any money. It's always when somehow John and Jane met. And their eyes met. And then like for the next 12 years, they got to fight against all the koiches that are in between them, right? That are holding them back. Their parents and this and that and all the other, and the other boyfriends and girlfriends. And then they finally able to get together. Oh, is that romantic? That's good. That's the whole inyan of the romance is the fight against the chametz. And when a person doesn't have to fight against any chametz, and all he has to do is pack his suitcases and get in the car and drive off to one of the 7 hotels that are advertising the sign over there, that sign, I think they took it down already because I guess they're all full or something.
$75,000 a month.
$75,000
a month.
Oh, that the sign, yeah, that's it. Right. and I'm sure it's well worth the money. So I read in the newspaper. But why would I? In the mishpacha, I read in the magazine. It said that already 80 to 90% of the hotels in Eretz Yisrael are full of the glatt kosher, which a lot of the hotels are not normally kosher. The whole year they're not kosher mahadrin. They make them for mahadrin to accommodate all the guests. So I don't know if that means Eretz Yisrael Dikei Yidden, or it means American or people from Europe, a lot of European Jews, maybe Chutz Lars Yidden, that they're going to Eretz Yisrael already. Already now, 80-90% of the Eretz Yisrael Dikei hotels are full. So I'm happy because that's a parnosa for Jews. That's a chashuv thing, and to be in Eretz Yisrael is a chashuv thing. But Stam, if you're not in the milchama against chametz, so then it has to affect you're not in the parasha of the market tzaribim chareim. How do we engage in the market? We destroy chametz. That's our avodah. Yanki, you wanted to say something?
No, just anybody who thinks about the kashrus of the hotel should read Kashrus magazine this month about the hotels in Eretz Israel.
Yeah.
For Pesach and all year long.
Well, because a lot of the hotels are totally run by totally fried people, not religious people, and then they get the magic wand touches them a month before Pesach. Ding. And everything is kosher Pesach. And what, you think it's so different than America? It's the same thing. So, you know, I'm not saying anything against any hotel that's not kosher. It all says on it a million things, like, you know, Chassidus Shechita, Chav Yisrael, you know, Nan Gebrox, got all the right words on it. But anybody that's ever been in Hashgacha, who's ever been involved in this Malacha, knows it's not possible. It's not possible. It can't be like your house. It can't be like your house. It's not possible b'shem oifen, unless it's only a kitchen that's used for Pesach. It's only a kitchen that's used by frum people and it's closed up the rest of the year. Okay, there's such a thing. So if you have a frum hotel, that's beside. But if it's a treifa hotel, and if you ask anybody that's ever been a mashgiach in these places, whether or not after he's done that he feels it's as good as his house, nobody would say that. Nobody would ever say that. It can't be. You can run around with blow torches and do all you like. It's not the same. It's not the same. All right. There's still time for me to get upset. I shouldn't get so upset yet.
But by the way, here's another problem with the Chalav Akum. They're bringing most of the Chalav Akum.
What, they bring from Chutz Laretz?
Chutz Laretz.
There's not enough milk in Eretz Yisrael?
No. This all Tel Aviv. You can't get a Simcha, for example, Tel Aviv. You cannot get a Simcha, which is Chalav Israel. So, because they're even baking with everything, and you know, all the goat and everything, it's all come from Holland because it's a dumping.
Really?
Holland dump all the Lafkat Chalav. It's a big, big, big problem.
I didn't know that.
That's why Elite, for example, it's not Chalav Israel. It's only Megadim. You can only buy.
That's true.
So, all the milk, everything, even, you know.
It's from Chutz Laretz. They take Avkat.
Avkat Chalav.
From Chutz Laretz. Okay, with Avkat Chalav, it's not everybody holds this. It's the Avkat right. Chalav. They already give Lama Schus on the powdered milk. No? But I didn't know that. Okay, so but there has to be a Makim Mitzrayim. What are the pack up and go away for Pesach, what's the Makim Mitzrayim B'chareim? What's the Makim that they give to Mitzrayim? That's what I'm wondering. What's the clap that they give to Mitzrayim? Okay, I guess they put away things in the cabinet or something. So it's not on the table anymore. My mother never has anything on the table ever. The whole year my mother never has anything on the table. Only when you eat. But when you come to the last bite, it's already all gone. It's finished. It's clean. The strength of the klipa of Mitzrayim is what's fighting against our Ahavas Hashem. So that's what it means, that has to be removed. And a Pesach that's removed is a klap. That's why the whole Indian of Ahava that a Jew has on Pesach is not, it jumps by leaps and bounds, medalig lahar mekapis lagvos, because there's a removal of all the chametz. Well, there is a teichin shabosis ushar mayade hashana. I didn't realize that. Shabiyom elu yesh nagili or Hashem ba'olam. Hapoel aliyah b'bnei Yisrael sh'adam gashm yusam eskavim el kedushas or Hashem. That's why on Shabbos and Yontiv, when the Baruch Hu gives a big clap, especially Pesach, to the what? He gives that there's a big clap And that's why we don't do any malacha on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and so on. And it's part of, there's an aliyah of all the neshamas and of all the nitzaitis on Shabbos, Yom Tov. We'll continue as a Shabbos.